Joan Davis Show. Poor Joan ain't got nobody. She's nobody's sweetheart now. Featuring the romantic singing of Andy Russell.
Amor, amor, amor.
With a great comedy cast including Verna Felton, Shirley Mitchell, the music of Paul Weston and his orchestra, and here's the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis.
Kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long.
Joanie's Tea Room. Joan Davis speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Stiefel. Gee, it was nice of you to call me all the way from Philadelphia to wish me a happy birthday. Do you remember when I was born in the little house on 3rd Street? I was the third child. Then we moved to 6th Street, and there were 6 children in the family. Then we moved to 9th Street, and there were 9 kids. Then the store committed suicide. Why? Because Pop bought a house on 358th Street.
Hey, Miss Davis.
What is it, Andy?
Well, tonight after we close up and all the customers are gone, would you object if I held a party in the tea room?
No, I wouldn't object, Andy, as long as the party is me. Any questions?
You don't understand, Miss Davis. I mean, I want to throw a party.
Throw a party? Mm-hmm. You mean you want to wrestle?
Oh, no. What Andy's trying to say is that we'd like to use the tea room to hold a birthday party.
A birthday party? Sure. Oh, gee, Harry, and I thought you didn't remember.
Well, why shouldn't we remember? Barbara Weatherby reminded us.
Barbara Weatherby reminded you that today is my birthday?
Huh?
What a pill.
Oh, no. She reminded us that today is her birthday.
Her birthday?
Mm-hmm.
What a pill.
So you remember Barbara Weatherby's birthday, but you forget mine. But go ahead and have your old party here. I'll keep out of your way.
Well, where are you going, Joan?
I'm going in the kitchen and hemstitch a few old tea bags.
You can come on in, Barbara. Miss Davis just went into the kitchen.
Does she suspect anything?
No, sir. She hasn't the slightest idea that we're cooking up a surprise party for her. She thinks the birthday party is for you.
Oh, I'll bet she's furious. Oh, I can't wait to tease her about it.
Wait a minute. Here she comes.
Did anybody see my needle? Oh, hello, Babs.
Hello, Miss Davis. Well, aren't you going to wish me happy birthday?
Sure, happy birthday, Babs. You know, it's my birthday, too, today.
Your birthday? Really, Miss Davis? I'm surprised that one would be willing to discuss one's birthday when one has had as many as you.
Careful, Babs. One is not too old to beat one's stuffings out of one.
Really, Miss Davis, you should spend less time on your physical development and more on your mental. But all you ever do is fritter away your time.
Do what with my wit?
Fritter. Don't you know what fritter is?
Yeah, when two freighters get married, they have a little fritter.
Andy, that reminds me, you haven't given me my birthday kiss yet.
Oh, that's right, Barbara. Here's a kiss for your birthday.
Annie, it's my birthday.
And, Barbara, here's a kiss for your last birthday.
Annie, it's my birthday.
And, Barbara, here's a kiss for your next birthday.
Annie, it's my birthday.
Oh, yes, and Barbara, here's a kiss for Miss Davis's birthday.
Me and my big mouth. I get rid of it, but it's such a handy place to keep my teeth.
Oh, Joan, look, let's stop this now and get the tea room ready for the party, huh?
All right, you get it ready. I'm not going to be here anyway.
But, Miss Davis, you've got to be here.
Why?
Well, gee whiz, if you're not here, it'll spoil the whole party.
What do you say, Miss Davis? Will you come to Barbara's party tonight?
Well, why should I? She hasn't even invited me.
Oh, really, Miss Davis? I invited you when I came in. What did you expect, a written invitation?
Sure, why not?
Well, Miss Davis, since when have you become so hoity-toity?
Hoity-toity?
Yes.
I'll see your hoity and raise your toity.
Gosh, really, Miss Davis, won't you even come to the party for my sake?
Oh, Andy, I'd do anything for you. Why, I'd climb the deepest river. I'd swim the highest mountain. I'd even cross Hollywood and Vine in the pedestrian zone. And that's dangerous, you know. Now, what would you do for me?
I'd sing for you with my arms around you.
Wow, that's even more dangerous.
Stars in your eyes, when my lips beg your lips to surrender. Stars in your eyes, when we kiss and you whisper your mind. Stars leave the skies, but the night still is bright in their splendor. Deep in your eyes, lovely stars still continue to shine. No matter what dawn may bring, no matter what you may say, there's always one little thing that always gives you away. Stars in your eyes make me thrill with a thrill. Stars in your eyes. Siento que lleguen tus olas bajo rumor de su voz. Pero me quedo en la sombra con mi desesperación. No se me fue. Dijo adiós. Mas sabes bien cómo duele perder un
picture Breakfast in Hollywood.
If I had a wishing ring, I'd never ask for any worldly thing. My heart what a wish it'd be. One miracle would do, the miracle that you'd love me. You'd be my treasure, way beyond compare. For my heart says your name in every prayer. And I'd be satisfied with all your love could bring if I had a wishing ring. And I'd be satisfied with all your love could bring if I had a wishing ring. Oh,
wishing ring, wishing ring. Gee, how often I wish you'd give me a ring, Andy.
A diamond ring?
Oh, it doesn't matter. A diamond ring, a gold ring, silver ring, brass ring. You got an old cigar band you're not using?
Yoo-hoo, Miss Davis, yoo-hoo!
Oh, it's Mrs. Rosella Hipperton.
Hello, Miss Davis and Mr. Russell and Miss Weatherby and Mr. Von Zell. Heyo, oh. Barbara, dear.
Thank you, Mrs.
Hipperton. Say, if you going to wish me happy birthday, it's my birthday, too, you know.
Your birthday? Really, Miss Davis, I'm surprised that one would be willing to discuss one's birthday when one has had as many as you.
This one has more stuffing to beat out of one than the other one. Anyhow, I wouldn't talk about age if I were you, Hippie.
Is that so? Well, Miss Davis, I'm perfectly willing that the world should know that on my last birthday, I just turned 35.
That's right. When you turn 35, it comes out 53.
Joan, please. Oh, hey.
Huh?
Gee, Willikers, I better get in the kitchen and take a look at that birthday cake we're baking for Barbara.
Baking a birthday cake for Barbara in my oven? Well, how do you like that?
Well, but Joan,
I'll go in and take a look at it for you. I'm a good sport.
Sport?
Yes, yeah, sport. S-A-P, sport.
Oh, boy, is she burned up.
Harry, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
She doesn't even suspect this party is for her.
No, she doesn't even know the birthday cake is for her.
No.
She's certain it's all for me.
Say, Harry, how are we going to get her out of the tea room?
Oh, well, don't worry about that, Andy. I fixed it with her brother-in-law, Serena's, to take her out for a walk and bring her back at 10 o'clock.
Shh, hold it, everybody. Here she comes now.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Joan, how does the cake look? Did it rise?
Nope, it fell.
Yeah. It fell. Mm-hmm. I can't understand that. I put enough yeast in it.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have stuck a straw in it to test it.
Well, Joan, that's the right way to test a cake. Stick a straw in it.
Even if it's still attached to the broom?
You didn't do it. Joan Davis, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, don't worry, Harry. I'll bake her another one.
Well,
we'd better get down to Havemeyer's department store and collect those party hats we ordered. Coming, Harry.
Coming, Rosella.
I'll go, too.
And I'll drive you.
Well, a fine bunch of friends forgetting my birthday entirely and making such a fuss about Barbara Weatherby's.
Hello, Joanie.
Oh, hello, Serena.
You want to go for a walk?
Go for a walk?
There's a beautiful moon out.
Full?
I haven't touched a drop.
Well, I'll go with you right after I mix up the batter for this cake for Barbara Weatherby. Serena, you want to help?
Okay, Joanie.
All right, now you hand me the stuff. Eggs.
Eggs.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
No, not vanilla. Vanilla.
I said vanilla, diddle I?
All right, vanilla diddle you. Come on now. Flour.
Flour.
Yeast.
Yeast.
Butter.
Cream cheese.
Yeah, well, that'll have to do, I guess.
Oh, come on, Johnny. Let's go for a walk.
Hey, wait a minute. Why am I wasting all this good stuff on Barbara Weatherby? I'll bake her a birthday cake she'll never forget. Serena, hand me that Tabasco sauce.
Tabasco?
Yeah, now I'll add a few dashes of lighter fluid.
Lighter fluid?
Right, and next for that just right flavor, a teaspoonful of DDTs.
Ding, ding, ding.
Now let's see, what'll I make the icing of? Oh, I got it.
What?
Drano. There, now we'll put it into the oven. Okay, Serena, I'm ready to go for that walk.
Walk? We better run now.
Well, it's 10 o'clock. Any sign of Joan yet, Rosella?
Not yet, Harry. But, oh, how I love this waiting in the dark with your arm around me.
Mrs. Hipperton, that's my arm. Oh.
Then whose hand am I holding?
Oh, Andy.
Quiet, everybody. Here comes Miss Davis and Serena.
Gee, Joanie, it's dark in here.
Well, how do you like that? The party's over. They didn't even wait for me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joanie. Happy birthday to you.
Surprise!
Well, see, what's this all about?
It's a surprise party for you, Miss Davis.
For me? Mm-hmm. But I thought it was for Beth.
Yeah, well, that's the surprise. We told you it was for Barbara, but all the time it was really for you.
Gee, what a surprise.
Well, what are we waiting for? Miss Weatherby, get the birthday cake out of the oven.
Uh-oh.
Here it is, Miss Davis.
Here is the cake, and as guest of honor, Joan, you get the first slice. Well, aren't you going to say anything?
Calling Dr. Gillespie. Calling Dr. Gillespie. Oh, well, let's eat the cake later, huh? Let's have some fun first.
Oh, that's a good idea, Miss Davis. Let's play some games.
Oh, say, I've got a swell game we could play. Would you like to try it with me, Rosella?
Oh, I'd love to, Harry.
I'd rather hear Andy sing. What do you say, Andy?
Well, instead of singing, Miss Davis, I've got a surprise for you. I'm going to play the drums.
The drums?
Yeah, I just got a job playing the drums in the college band.
Oh, fine, Andy. You play the drums and I'll play the cymbals.
Well, Joan, I didn't know you played the cymbals.
Oh, sure. Ever since I was a kid, I've been cymbal-minded. Well, go ahead, Andy. Beat out those drums. Boy, I'd like to see Frankie do that.
Oh, yes. Gee, if those drums ever hit Frankie back, it would be terrible. What a surprise that was, though, huh? Andy Russell can really make those drums talk. Weren't you surprised, Joan?
Yeah, gee, this is a wonderful surprise party you're giving me. I wonder what's going to happen next.
Well, I just think...
A surprised. Look who's here, Jack Carson. What brings you here, Jack?
Well, Joni, I was looking for a pretty girl.
Well?
Yeah, I guess I came to the wrong place.
Miss Davis, did you say Jack Carson?
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Things are looking brighter. Yes, I'm Jack Carson, little girl.
Not the Jack Carson.
Yes, the Jack Carson.
Not the famous Jack Carson.
That's right, not the famous Jack Carson. Well, did you come here to wish me happy birthday, Jack?
Well, yes, happy birthday. But I really came here about a perfumed handkerchief.
Oh, Jack, you shouldn't have had a donut.
I didn't. You see, I found a girl for my radio show, and I wanted to go east with me in my personal appearance tour, but she got away, and I don't even know her name. The only clue I have to her identity is this perfumed handkerchief. You see, this girl is the only one I know who uses this perfume.
Well, let me smell it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's called Hubba Hubba. Do you know her, Joan? I mean, do you have any idea where I might find her?
Well, no, I don't, but why don't you go over to Frank Sinatra's show? She might be behind. She might be hiding behind a pair of bobby socks.
That line was hiding in your script, I know. That's a great idea. I'll run right over there, Joan.
Well, before you go, Jack, aren't you going to wish me a really happy birthday?
Well, I did wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, yes, Jack, but when a fellow wishes a beautiful girl happy birthday, he usually kisses her.
Thanks for the tip, Joan. I'll remember that. I got to find that girl with a Hubba Hubba perfume. So long.
So long, Jack. Oh, gee, I should have offered him a hunk of that special birthday cake. Yeah. He deserved it.
Oh, say, listen, we haven't heard from our guest of honor yet. Come on, Joni, you do something, huh?
No, I don't want to.
Go ahead, Miss Davis, sing us a song.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Oh, please, Miss Davis. Yes.
Okay, but stand back, everybody, because when I sing, a fine spray is liable to come out. Here's my story, Calypso style, how I found love on a tropical isle. I was taught it by a carnival king. Bing, he gave his secret all to me. He told me to use it exclusively. He crowned me queen, that's why I proudly sing. Now I've a talent simply great. You don't believe me, I'll demonstrate. Did you ever hear me go, Igadago, Igadago, Igadago? Some girl spoon to a popular tune. That's not for me when I'm under the moon. I just look in his eyes and go, Igadago, Igadago, Igadago. You say it's awfully hard for you. I tell you what I'm gonna do. For the price of two, I'll teach you three. You get one for free. The marriage knot is being tied. The preacher says, do you take her for your bride? And the groom, let's go with Igadag I do, Iga, Igadag I do. Where I come from, Iga do means you love me and I love you. And a kiss that usually sounds like, spelled backwards, sounds like.
Armed Forces Radio Service.